Let's go with today's almanac. Ready to fire it up. Monday, 13th of April, 104th day of the year. We have 262 full days left to go. The state, 1782. You know, Washington, D.C. was not the first city in these United States that was named after George Washington.
Really?
Washington, North Carolina incorporated on this date. The first town to be named for George Washington. As you know, and the war was still going on at this time in 1782.
Right.
As you know.
Oh, yeah.
George Washington was a reluctant president, Neil. He did not want to be president.
Right.
He did not want to run for a second term, but he felt the country needed him. He stepped up.
He did step up. He took one for the team, and he set a high standard.
That's why he is the father of our country.
Right on.
1796, of course, we still on his birthday have mattress sales. I'm sure he'd be very proud of that.
Yes. I mean, who wouldn't?
1790, I want a mattress sale on my birthday.
Right.
Sometime, I guess I'd probably have to buy a mattress store. That's probably the only way that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Buy my very own mattress store. 1796, the first known elephant arrived in the United States. Was the purpose, I don't know what the purpose was. But was it for a circus? I'm going to assume so. Well, is there any other use of an elephant? I mean, were they going to maybe use it and bring it in and use it on the farm instead of using oxen or horses? Use elephants from Bengal, India, the state, 1796. All the way back to 1949, it's our first audio of the day, and you know it's good.
On a pass from Pollard, Mikan feints Nichols out of position and lets it go. It's no good. Mikan recovers, and he scores as the Lakers go on to take the series 4-2 to become the champions.
Of course, that is the Minneapolis Laker dynasty beginning this date, 1949. The Lakers won the BAA, the Basketball Association of America championship over the Washington Capitals. No Alexander Ovechkin on that one.
No.
77-56 was the final. They won the series 4-2. You know, they had actually won the NBL championship, the National Basketball League championship in 48. That's where they started.
Okay.
And then they moved over to the BAA, won another title in 49. And then the BAA and the NBL merged the very next year to become
the NBA.
Right. And as far as the NBA goes, only BAA championships are recognized. So if you look up the number of championships usually for the Lakers,
right,
it doesn't show 1948 for the National Basketball League, even though they were champions of the National Basketball League.
Okay.
So that was one of how many championships did they win? Did they win five?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe if you include the NBL, it should be six then.
Yeah.
So that was in 49. 1963, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds got his first base hit. It was a triple in the major leagues this state.
He'd get 4,000 and some more.
4,100 and change. Did he make it to 4,200?
I don't think so.
You know, he got his first hit on this date. He also got another first hit. He hit on the exact at River Downs for the first time.
That was a big day for him.
That was a big hit, too.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, he did well. And the funny thing is that Pete Rose got his 4,000th hit on the very same date, 1984.
Very cool.
April 13th. So some symmetry there in 63. 64.
The winner is Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier, 1964, first black actor to win an Academy Award. Lilies of the Field.
He was a fine, fine actor.
I loved him as Mr. Tibbs.
You know I did.
So that was 64, 1970, up in space.
Five yens. Go, guys.
We've had a hardware leak. I don't know what it was.
Okay. GNC, you want to look at it? See if you see any problems?
Houston, we've had a problem.
Houston, we've had a problem. That's the actual audio. That's not the movie clip. That's the actual audio. Houston, we've had a problem. It was a little more dramatic in the movie, was it not?
Very much so.
And they reworded it. Houston, we have a problem. You know, they went from the present tense to present participle or whatever it is. Past tense, past participle, whatever it is. But anyway, that was 1970. Mm-hmm. It was Apollo 13. They did make it home. They were stirring the fuel tank and something went wrong. The oxygen tank burst and they lost the moon, but they made it home.
impressive.
At that point in time,
yeah,
their mission changed.
Good.
Their mission changed. Instead of going to the moon, they just wanted to get home.
Right.
And they miraculously made it back to Earth, 1970. And, of course, the film, other than the change of that one line, is, from what I've read, is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good depiction of what took place.
There's some fine actors in that movie.
1978.
Reggie, the candy they named after me. Mmm. Reggie, you taste pretty good.
Do you remember the Reggie bar?
I do.
I went to Met Stadium. I can't remember if it was 78 or 79. The Yankees were playing, and they had Reggie bar night at the Met Stadium. We sat third deck, third base line, and then after the game, we just all kind of stood in the ramp at Met Stadium. I can still remember this. We were in the ramp, and they were throwing these things at us. They weren't handing them out. They were just throwing them out like they were feeding the herd of cattle.
It's all
like they were
fun
throwing
and games.
Alfalfa out to the cattle. They were just throwing these Reggie bars, and people were just going bonkers. A Reggie bar, basically, ladies and gentlemen, was a nut goodie.
Yes.
Basically, it was a nut goodie.
In more of a candy bar shape.
No, it was round.
Really?
Yeah, it was round like a nut goodie.
I don't remember it that
way. Yeah, you can see, you will find a look at the commercial after the almanac. I can show it to you.
Yeah.
But this date, they debuted the Reggie Candy Bar. It was Reggie Candy Bar Day at Yankee Stadium. And the Yankees defeated the White Sox 4-2. And guess what? Yankees fans, they apparently didn't approve of the Reggie Bar because they then littered the field with them.
Sure.
As Yankee fans and New York fans are wont to do, ruining it for everybody else.
Right.
So that's probably why at Met Stadium they did it the way they did. They waited for everybody to get out of their seats.
Yep.
They were in the ramp area.
Yep.
Where you go up and down from the first deck to the second deck to
sure.
the third deck in the infield
well.
Grandstand area and just throw them out to the herd of cattle.
Well, if you don't have a mattress sale named after you, Jim, maybe a candy bar is in your future.
The Grand Ole Opry debuted on television on this date. It'd been on radio since its very beginning, as you know, but it wasn't on TV regularly, the regular Saturday night broadcast, until 1985. You can catch it now on something called Circle TV. Did you know that, Neil?
I did not. I heard you or somebody yes. talking about Circle TV.
Somebody told me about it. You know, I've got DirecTV, so I don't get the sub channels.
Say,
you don't get the sub channels, the
9.1,
the 9.2. It's on one of Channel 11 sub channels, 11.345, somewhere down there.
Okay.
And you can catch it on Saturday nights. Some guy called me and told me about it, and I go, that's pretty cool. So that was in 85. This was in 86.
Jack Nicklaus has looked over this birdie opportunity from about 18 feet. This is for sole possession of the lead. Maybe. Yes, sir!
Vern Lundquist, that's an iconic call.
It is.
It was the 86 Masters at the age of 46. On this date, Jack Nicklaus came from four shots back. He won his sixth Masters title, the oldest man to ever win one.
Tiger's got five.
Tiger has five now. How old was Tiger when he won it last year? 43. So that's not that much younger.
Nope.
I still think the Jack Nicklaus win is more impressive because he hadn't won much on tour up to that point in the last several years.
Right.
Tiger had won on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a great year a few years prior to that.
Right.
Just didn't win any majors.
He hadn't won a major for 11 years.
No, it'd been a while since he'd won a major. So, Jack Nicklaus in 86, 92. Whenever I hear that song from Van Halen, Sammy Hagar singing lead, I still think of Crystal Pepsi. Do you? I do.
No, I don't.
I still think of Crystal Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi begins test marketing Sacramento, Providence, Denver, Dallas, and Grand Rapids. You can blame those people for actually having to taste Crystal Pepsi back in the early 90s because obviously it must have proved pretty well in those markets because it came here.
Yeah, it came.
We had it here.
Yep, it was clear.
What was more dumb? Was it Crystal Pepsi or acid wash jeans?
Boy,
I'll let you think about it. That's going to require a lot of thought.
Yeah.
There it is! A win for the ages!
So Tiger Woods broke Jack Nicklaus's record on this date in 97, becoming the youngest player to ever win the Masters. He also set a record. He was 18 under par, lowest score.
He crushed the field.
Spieth tied it, though, a few years ago, as you recall.
Yes.
So that was in 97. 2011, Barry Bonds is
a cheater.
Baseball's home run king walked out of court a convicted felon.
Thank you.
Convicted of obstructing justice. Bonds.
He just said thank you. They called him a felon. Thank you. Yeah, well, he was admitting to it right there.
Right.
So, yes, he was found guilty of obstruction of justice. He was never found guilty of actually taking banned substances or the distribution of them or the purchase of them. But he lied to a federal grand jury about knowingly using performance-enhancing drugs. So they got him there. It's kind of the Al Capone thing.
Right.
You know, they got him on tax evasion. 2011. How about in 16?
And the other forward for the final time, number 24 on the floor, Dixon. High school, five-time world champion, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, kind of a subdued, kind of a sad, somber announcement there by the Los Angeles Lakers PA man, wouldn't
right.
you say?
Yeah.
It was the last one for Kobe Bryant 4 years ago, and he threw 60, put 60 on the board against the Utah Jazz. Not a bad way to go
out. No, that's a pretty good evening.
And you want to retire? You're still able to score 60 in a game? But he had played 20 years.
Yes.
That's plenty, don't you think?
And he took a lot of shots over those 20 years, but he was good.
And then, of course, we lost him less than 4 years later. And the helicopter crash 3 years ago.
Earlier, I spoke with CBS News national security correspondent David Martin about the mission and the so-called mother of all bombs.
Well, this was a bomb containing 11,000 pounds of explosives. It's the largest non-nuclear weapon in the American arsenal.
We used that weapon in our arsenal this date. We dropped it on a ISIS target. An ISIS cave, remote area of the eastern Afghanistan area, this day 2017, the mother of all bombs. Ooh. Did we borrow that from Saddam Hussein? Didn't he call it the mother of all battles? That's the first time I remember anybody using that analogy.
The mother of
mother
all.
Mother of yeah. all whatever, yeah. mother of all this, mother yeah. of all that. So that was 3 years ago, birthdays now.
What Paulie and the organization does is offer protection for people who can't go to the cops. That's it. That's all it is. They're like the police department for wise guys.
That's a cameo from Ray Liotta.
Yes.
Do you know that he quit smoking using Chantix? Have you heard that?
I've heard that, actually.
So Paul Sorvino, who was Pauly, and he was a perfect Pauly
mm-hmm.
in Goodfellas, he is 81 on our list today. You recognize this?
Oh, sure. Okay.
This is music from Rocky.
Okay.
Of course, any other radio show is going to play Gonna Fly Now. I dig deeper for Bill Conti, who's 78 today. He composed the music for Rocky, among other things. Happy birthday to him.
Boy, Beaver, when will the guys find out you're hanging around with a girl? Boy, they'll really give you the business.
But gee, Wally, you hang around with girls. The guys don't give you the business.
Well, that's because I'm in high school. You can do a lot of stuff in high school without getting the business.
Neil, when's the last time you've been given the business? When's the last time you've given somebody the business?
I tend to give the business more than I get the business.
So Wally Cleaver, Tony Dow, 75 today.
Wow. I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of phone.
Reverend Al Green.
He's moved.
69 today. Carolyn Ray, comedian, and she also was on that show. Remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, sure.
Look, I know you went to a lot of trouble to set this joke up, so ha ha ha, now it's over? No, it's just beginning. You are a witch with real magical powers.
She is a witch, not Carolyn Ray, although maybe she had powers. I don't remember. I didn't watch that show that much,
no.
But
she was the mom.
56 for her, Carolyn Ray. She's kind of a regular on the new Match Game hosted by Alec Baldwin.
Okay.
You see her on the bottom row a lot.
Is this TV theme time?
It is. Rick Schroeder is 50. We all know Jason Bateman was the real star of Silver Spoons.
Sure.
Rick Schroeder, don't call me Ricky. He's 50 today. Aaron Lewis.
That ain't country. That's a natural fact.
So as things started to erode in new country music in the mid-2000-teens here, we needed the lead singer of Stained, a heavy metal kind of rock group. We needed him to come to us and tell us, hey guys, that ain't country, right?
Right. He would know, right?
I'm just saying, it took somebody from the outside to go, hey, guys, that ain't country.
He could see it.
Yeah.
He could hear it.
That shows some versatility. He went from lead singer of Stain to singing country and sounding country.
He did a nice job.
Nice job, Aaron Lewis. He's 48 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Neil, have you ever danced the Mambo? Mambo number five?
I tried it once. I pulled a muscle.
You remember this, don't you?
Oh, yes.
A little bit of Monica. Bill Clinton, just because of that, that did not... let's say he heard that a lot after the Monica Lewinsky
thing. Sure. I don't know who sings it.
It's Lou Bega.
Oh, yeah.
Lou Bega.
Lou Bega.
Happy birthday to him. He's 45. And our rapper of the day today, Ty Dolla $ign.
Mm.
Ty Dolla $ign is 35.
Mm. All right. Gone, Ty Dolla $ign. Gone but not forgotten. Former president of the day is Thomas Jefferson. TJ was born on this day, the year 1743. We wouldn't have the five and dime without F.W. Woolworth. He was born on this day, 1852, the Woolworth Company stores. Outlaw Butch Cassidy, his real name was not Butch Cassidy. It was like Robert Leroy Parker.
He went with a performance name, and it was a good choice.
And it was, and then he was gunned down in Bolivia with the Sundance Kid. That movie was on over the weekend. Caught bits and pieces of it. So that's the real Butch Cassidy. He was a real person. Where did I lose my place here? Oh, here we go. How about he was Howard Keel? If you ever watched Oklahoma or The Showboat, he was in both those musicals. He was on the TV series Dallas. 1919 and 1923, the great Don Adams.
There's one thing you overlooked.
Oh?
You see, you can't leave us alone in this room.
And why not?
Because as soon as you're gone, by the use of sheer brute strength, I shall be able to rip these chains from the wall in 1 minute. Would you believe it? 1 minute.
I find that hard to believe.
Would you believe 2 minutes?
I don't think so.
How about a week from Tuesday?
Oh, gosh. I missed Don Adams.
Oh, he was
there,
the best.
There wasn't one before him, and there hasn't been one since.
Nope, he was Get Smart. He was also, of course, the voice of Inspector Gadget and Tennessee Tuxedo and so many others. 1923. 1935, Lyle Waggoner.
He wants me to meet him at the old Virginia stable near Fort Myer.
No, it's too dangerous.
War is dangerous, Diana.
Little did he know he had Wonder Woman in his corner.
Yes.
Steve Trevor from the Wonder Woman show. Yeah. And, of course, Carol Burnett.
Yes.
We just Carol lost Burnett, him.
Not that long ago. No. This is his first time on the Gone But Not Forgotten category. And they are all gone but not forgotten.
I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour. Don't miss it. It's noon to one just for fun. Jim at MyBobCountry.com if you'd like to email something in early. Jim at MyBobCountry.com. Would you like to start a Bobathon, a no-repeat workday with one of these fine, hand-selected tunes? Tracy Byrd, Hold in Heaven. Miranda Lambert, Heart Like Mine. Or Ricky Skaggs, A Song with a Parentheses. Honey, Open That Door.
I'm going to go Tracy Byrd today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIO.